Well, today is Monday of Holy Week, and we have this very touching story today from St. John's Gospel, chapter 12, the first 11 verses, when the Lord goes to spend time with three of his closest friends, the two sisters, Martha and Mary, and their brother, Lazarus. And we have here, again, a very good gospel as we prepare for the upcoming passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. Because you see, in this gospel, the friends of Christ, in contrast to those who hated the Lord, who wanted him put to death, namely the religious leaders of the people, the scribes, the Pharisees, the chief priests. And then you also have the acts of kindness from Mary, who anointed the Lord's feet, versus Judas, who was so upset that this costly perfume was spent upon the Lord. And so you have here a gospel of both friendship of those that were the Lord's close friends, Martha, Mary, Lazarus, and contrast that to the evil plots of Judas and then the chief priests and leaders of the people. So we know that this occurred just 6 days before the Lord's death, 6 days before Passover. The Lord was at the home of his dear friends in Bethany. Bethany is just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. The Lord would always stay there whenever he went into Jerusalem. There was a law that if you were not a resident of Jerusalem, you could not sleep there overnight in the city, unless maybe you knew someone and could stay in their home. You had to leave the city gates at night. And so most of the people that would come for the Passover would sleep on the Mount of Olives or the Garden of Gethsemane, or they would find housing within a few miles of Jerusalem. And so the Lord always used their house in Bethany as his home away from home. He would always stay there with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Lazarus had just been raised from the dead about 2 weeks before this occurred. And so there was a dinner. They heard that Jesus was coming back in the area. So they decided to have probably a Thanksgiving dinner in honor of the Lord raising Lazarus from the dead. And of course, everybody is in their usual places. Lazarus is being honored next to Jesus, reclining at table. Martha, of course, is serving. She's always the server. She's always the active one, hospitality, preparing the meal, working in the kitchen, loving the Lord through service. But then you have Mary, Martha's sister, who's always at the Lord's feet, listening to him. She's the contemplative. And today she does such a beautiful act of kindness that we remember it now 2,000 years later. In fact, the Lord said that wherever the gospel is preached, this act of love from Mary would be remembered until the end of the world, until the end of time. It says that right during the dinner, Mary took this alabaster jar of costly aromatic nard, which is like a spike nard. It comes from a herb. This is very valuable. It comes from the mountains of India. And so she took this and she broke it open and just poured it over the Lord's feet. The whole house was filled with the fragrance. This was better than Chanel No. 5. Okay, this stuff, this was a very valuable. Imagine that it would be the equivalent of a full year's wage for a person. Everybody got a denarius every day. Over the course of a year, they would have maybe 350 or so denarius. The value of this was probably the equivalent today of a full year's of work for the average person. What would that be, $20,000 or $40,000, whatever the average person makes? That's how valuable this was when you compare it to today's economy. Well, of course, the Lord is deeply touched by this act of kindness, but somebody objects, and that is Judas Iscariot. He objects that this was wasted upon the Lord. Isn't that terrible for somebody to say that was wasted upon the Lord? Judas says, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It would, how many people would that feed? Well, of course, the St. John who wrote this gospel, who spent 3 years with Judas, says he did not say this because he cared about the poor. Perhaps Judas, you know, didn't care about the poor, it seems. It says he was the thief, and he used to keep the money bag. He was the treasurer for the apostles, and John says that he used to steal the money from the apostolic purse. And so we see that Judas had many issues, many problems, moral problems of greed and avarice. And of course, he was so upset that he would not have more money to steal from, because he would have had maybe 300 days wages to steal from, but he did not have it now. So what does the Lord say? He reprimands Judas and says, "Leave her alone. She has prepared my body for burial." The Lord would be crucified on Good Friday. Right before the sun went down, they had to very quickly take the Lord's body off the cross and wrap it up, because of the Sabbath was beginning. As soon as the sun would go down on Friday, the Sabbath would begin. So they did not have time to do all of the anointings, but Mary had already done this very special anointing. And this act of kindness we remember now, 2,000 years later. So I think what we should take from today's gospel, of course, is this friendship with Christ, and that how can we show the Lord acts of kindness? Well, we can do that by receiving him worthily in Holy Communion, receiving him with great love and tenderness and devotion whenever we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. Whenever we come into church and genuflect, that's an act of love, an act of reverence for our Lord. We go to the Adoration Chapel and stop in to make a visit to the Lord. See, all these things mean a great deal to our Lord. These are all acts of kindness that we can show to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.